still trying to make things special, even in less than ideal circumstances, I think will ultimately serve us to be able to make things extremely fun in better circumstances.
Welcome to Learning Life.
And the thing that I've realized, from the CEO to the NFL football player to the janitor, we're our toughest critics and we're hardest on ourselves.
But you have to be willing to say and point out the things that need to be said.
The only way to grab somebody's attention is with a story.
Welcome to Learning Life with John Toda and another episode in our Vermont Local series. My guest today is Sass Stewart. Sass is a serial entrepreneur who creates products, spaces, and events that cultivate community. She co-founded Stonecutter Spirits in Middlebury, launched the cocktail bar Highball Social in Burlington, and is the creator of Adventure Dinner, the popular pop-up dinner series that occurs in secret locations all around Vermont. Sass creates these amazing experiences where people can engage in community in a unique and inclusive way. And her Vermont business story is an excellent journey we can all learn from. So I'm happy to have Sass with us on the show today. Sass Stewart, welcome to Learning Life.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
So your story is so great. I love all of the things you create. And it's so Vermont in nature, everything you do. What actually brought you to Vermont and where are you from originally?
Oh, man. I'm a Midwesterner by training, I guess. So I was born in Detroit and grew up and went to school in Michigan. I ended up working in food and studying food all around the world. I lived in Italy, in Copenhagen, a couple years in Hawaii. I spent 6.5 years in New York City and came to Vermont with my previous partner and fell in love and just found my tribe here. And it's been like, if you care about community and food and the intersection of those two things, this is your place.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. In what you do, there's not too many better places to do it than Vermont. And it's such a great story. So obviously, Stonecutter Spirits, I think a lot of our listeners know. What got you into that, kind of that first step on your journey? Was that always a part of your plan, or was that kind of a unique spin to your entrepreneurial path?
I would say that most of the biggest moments in my life I never saw coming. And I would say that Stonecutter definitely was one of those beautiful moments. I started it with my co-founder, Steven Kotal, who previously was my romantic partner and then my business partner. And he and I really loved whiskey and I really loved gin. And then he also came to really love gin as well. And it kind of came out of that passion around it. And then being in Vermont and feeling like having this idea for a product in your head. I think it's also one of those terrible mistakes we make sometimes when we launch companies is like, we just make something that we really want to drink. And we're like, yeah, other people are going to love it too. And I think we're really lucky that turns out a lot of people did, but it came from this kind of innate desire I have to create things that are in my brain, whether it's a space, whether it's a product, whether it's an event or a gathering. If I've thought it through from a lot of angles, and somehow things click and I'm like, no, that's a good idea. It is very hard for me to stop myself from my compulsion to make it happen.
Yeah. And I think that's so much fun. And it's great when you see someone who has those creative ideas and also the ability to execute and get these things off the ground. And so tell us how Adventure Dinner started, because I think that's kind of a good example of one of those things that came out of your brain and you were just like, hey, we could try this. And even though it's a little bit of a different concept that wasn't part of your everyday normal business.
Yeah, because Adventure Dinner started from Stonecutter. So it started from Stonecutter Spirits. I think that was actually like our first year of being in business. The idea of creating a gathering of folks who would be down to come to an event where they weren't going to know the location, they weren't going to know the menu, they weren't going to know exactly what the drinks were, but they were all going to get excited about it. And it wasn't going to be just about Stonecutter. It was going to be about the chefs, and it was going to be about the place that we pick within Vermont. It was going to be about other contributors, whether they were photographers or videographers or people who did floral design, other beverage folks. You know, our very first adventure dinner, we had Shaxbury cider at as well, actually. And I just kind of thought, man, wouldn't it be great if we could showcase all of these people and these products in one place and make it really special? And we did. And that was the summer of 2014. And it was actually we had two chefs. We had the chef from Basin Harbor and we had the chef, Chef Doug from Hotel Vermont. And a really kind of funny aside was this was an unproven concept at the time. So right now you could go on our website or on our Instagram or any number of people who've actually been to them, because now it's hundreds of people who've come, and you could see, oh, these are super cool. Look at this big long table. Look at these people having fun. But to remember, like in 2014, there were no photos. It was just this like kind of crazy idea from a company, but someone running a company who had been in existence for less than 6 months for a product like no one had heard of. And I remember thinking, this is a really good idea though. We should do this and we should get a bunch of folks together to be a part of it. And Corey Hendrickson, who's a videographer and a photographer, was there. And Megan Weaver, who does beautiful art, did floral design. And it was all these really cool folks. And I just remember asking Chef Doug from Hotel Vermont, which was this cool, awesome new boutique hotel had just opened, and being like, would you want to do this event? And he's a very gentle and kind man. And he just didn't say no. And so I just kept scheduling another meeting and another meeting and another meeting because he didn't say no. And then at some point he was just in over, like he couldn't say no. We were like then promoting it. So yeah, that's kind of where the first one started. It was on Lake Champlain, and folks got texted an address of a marina, and they had to get on a boat, which was the boat from Basin Harbor. And we took them out to an island, which actually one of our staff members had to sleep on the island to make sure that no one else was camping there so that we have the space. It was truly an insane idea, but really magical. And I remember like Red House, who have been there, they make wax canvas goods. They helped us put it on, and they've been a part of it since the very beginning.
It's so cool. And I just love the concept of it's a secret location. You don't know anything about the menu. You don't know what's going to happen. And now, like you said, it's easier today because you can look at the website, see the pictures and say, okay, I kind of know what I'm getting into. But when you think back to those early years when you were first doing these dinners, what was it like? What was the experience like when people showed up and saw, was it just totally out of left field? They had no idea. And is that a really great feeling for you, the surprise aspect?
Oh my God, it's so fun. I mean, I think if you are an entrepreneur, that in some way a part of everyone's job is to delight. And I get such an immediate feedback in that loop of like delighting customers, because our guests, like especially those intrepid folks who were with us in those first few years where we did just like one or two a year, there wasn't a lot of proof of concept out in the world to even see. And it's amazing. I mean, I think that's where we can create incredible connections between guests. Like one of the differences for me that was really important is that it's not like you book a table for two at a really nice restaurant. Like this is a really interactive experience, and it's about connecting with the other people who were insane enough along with you to buy a ticket to an event where you don't really know the location or the menu and all that other jazz, but everyone shows up and they show up, right? Like they are ready to engage. And I think that actually is what layers in all of the delight of it. I can get the best chefs in the world and pick out the most beautiful places to host events, but it's really the people that come to them that are the special sauce that make them really sing.
Yeah. And I think that's so cool because I know you're so passionate about building businesses that support community. And this essence of what you've created in a space and an event like Adventure Dinner, you put everybody on, I guess what it is they're all on such a level playing field. They're all coming in with no expectations, no preset understanding of anything. It's for the first time, as far as community building goes, everybody who decided to come to that dinner is equal in a way. And that's, I guess, what adds to the inclusivity of it. Is that for you, is that kind of the genesis why you wanted to do it? Or did you see that and say, wow, we like created something that is so unique and special and we didn't even know it could be that good?
It's kind of like going to a great concert, right? Like it's about the energy between the musicians and the audience and that space. And you can hear a great musician play a lot of different places the same songs, and it's totally different. And I think about that a lot as we're trying to create those experiences. I think we're living in an era where people value experience over objects, which I personally subscribe to. And that is a big part of why we do these. And I also really believe in supporting Vermont businesses. And so making sure that they are a part of the event and that they get a call out and that they get a place in the program is really important to me too.
Yeah, and I think that's so true to just the way you operate in these experiences and businesses that you create. It's as much about the surrounding community, supporting the local farmers, the local restaurants, having them all involved in these events. I think it's so cool. And now what a nice success story, because years later, you're still doing them. And how has it evolved? Like, if you go fast forward from those early years to 2021, what is different? What have you learned along the way and kind of incorporated into the model?
Yeah, well, I mean, so it's been a huge amount of difference because, as some of your listeners may know, we actually sold Stonecutter Spirits last year, which was a change, right? So this entity that had kind of operated within that, when we went to do the sale, prepare for the sale, I actually asked to keep the Adventure Dinner part because I knew it would die in the sale. It's not for everybody to put this on. It was nothing to do with great new owners for a Stonecutter. And I think that to me was a turning point where I was like, okay, this is a thing that's deeply meaningful to me. How do I level this up and how do I grow it so that there's more happening, so that there's more people involved, there's more cohesion to it. And I'm still on that journey because we incorporated Adventure Dinner on February 27th, 2020, which, as one may recall, was not an ideal time to launch a outdoor eating, drinking, and gathering company. So yes. it's been a journey that's been important, I think, because it meant I needed to be like, first and foremost, what does my community need and how do I serve it? And so we let safe joy be our guiding principle for the last 15 months, making sure that we're doing, you know, we hosted a Thanksgiving dinner event last year. I would never do that previous to COVID because people have Thanksgiving covered. They don't need assistance. You know, we have our traditions and our routines. But last year, you know, people were in pairs, they were in fours, and there weren't a ton of options or ways to make that feel special. So, you know, we partnered with Shelburne Orchards and did a evening walk through the, like a tiki torch led walk through the farm and a little brandy tasting, and then they picked up a meal to take home for the next day. So still trying to make things special, even in less than ideal circumstances, I think will ultimately serve us to be able to make things extremely fun in better circumstances.
Yeah, that's so amazing. I love how you look at it too, is that you recognize that people were in a situation during COVID, particularly around the holidays, where they may not have had the family events that they were used to, and pivoting to delivering something, an experience in a space for them to kind of find something new. And it's interesting. Will you continue to do that now that hopefully we go back to normal? Was it such a great experience just to be able to make that space for people around holiday events like that?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think from like a business standpoint, right? There's three things that every business does. So I happen to play in the food drink space, but I think all businesses do this, which is like, one, you look at like how the market has changed. Two, you look at what your customers' new needs are. And then three, how are you uniquely positioned to meet those needs? And I think those three questions, any healthy business should continue to ask themselves. And so as long as I am serving needs for my guests and my customers around holidays, I absolutely will. And as soon as I'm not, I'll step away from that space because it doesn't do them or my business any good.
Yeah, that's such a great business lesson. And it applies to anyone listening who's running a business, whether it's here or somewhere else. What has your experience been? Obviously, you have a business that uniquely suits itself to the Vermont landscape that we live in and all the amazing picturesque locations you can stage a secret dinner in. And so what has your experience been scaling multiple businesses now in Vermont, and any lessons learned for other entrepreneurs, particularly other entrepreneurs in the hospitality space that are trying to do this? What could you share that you've learned? And obviously you've also started a cocktail bar, Highball Social, so you've seen this from every angle. What would you say for someone trying to get started here?
I think that there's a shift in business implementation that's really important to note that I see in Vermont. And one of the reasons I love working in Vermont is that it's really a space that's conducive to it, which is that businesses need to see each other as collaborators with one another rather than in direct competition. Even if you have direct competition, there's always a business out there that you can be collaborating with to make your business stronger and their business stronger. That is a more sustainable practice for business building than it is to try to set out and forge your own path, right? I love the, it's not my saying, but the, it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. I think it takes less time if you collaborate. And I think that Adventure Dinner is one of many examples of a company that built itself around collaboration. And that meant that my collaborators are sharing my message, I'm sharing their message. And so you have to be smart about who you collaborate with. You want to have partners who are willing to think outside the box, who are willing to work in a culture of collaboration, which is, I think, new for a lot of folks. I also would say, honestly, I find women are a lot more open to collaborating and to creating something together. Not that I have not worked with a lot of really strong, wonderful, and beautiful men. I find that it's a little bit easier to collaborate with women and that their leadership has lent itself to that oftentimes because I think women and BIPOC-owned businesses, sometimes people who have both of those lenses have worked a lot harder to get to where they are in their business. And Vermont is a space that really does lend itself to that kind of collaboration. I think one of the things that no one talks about in Vermont is like we have a couple of really big traditions here that are statewide and celebrated in the communities. And one of them is Green Up Day, which is where after all the snow melts, there's one day where everyone goes out in their communities and cleans up all the edges of roads and all the community spaces and it gets picked up. It's pretty amazing. And the other one is Town Meeting Day, where all the towns take time out of the busy day to like meet and approve budgets and everyone goes to it. That's a unique ethos that I have not found in other places.
Yeah, I think, and we hear it all the time with all the people that we're talking to building businesses here, that there's something special about the community in Vermont and how connected and how supportive everyone is of each other. And I think you've done such a nice job of that, kind of tapping into that in your own businesses. And I think that brings us to On the Fly. I think you're obviously a founding partner there. Tell our audience a little bit about what you're doing with On the Fly, because I think you guys are really trying to help businesses in this same collaborative way.
Absolutely. Yeah. So On the Fly started out of COVID, you know, the beginning of March last year. I think a lot of us in the hospitality, food and drink world could see that something bad was coming down the pipeline for the industry that we loved. And we wanted to do something about it, but we didn't know what. And ultimately formed a group that is based on collective and collaborative work, where we offer free technical assistance, like business assistance in the form of consulting to any business in Vermont in the food, drink, and hospitality world for free. And we started as a volunteer organization and we got a grant from the state to ramp up the work that we're doing. And since last year, we've worked with over 50 different businesses. At the end of last year, not even including the work we've done this year, you know, we touched, I think, $40 million worth of economic activity, helped businesses that employed 640 full-time equivalent folks, some really big impact. And it was built around the idea that more voices and more folks that are trying to solve a problem, the better the outcomes. So we have a team, each of the projects are led by a client lead that works with a team of expert freelancers we use that are part of our collective. It's like a couple dozen folks, and we can help businesses with everything from, you know, financial modeling and planning to marketing communication strategies to higher level like business strategic planning. And we make sure that our projects are bespoke to the need of that company. It's not a one size fits all.
I think it's so great. And it's so true to form for you to be involved with something like that, because it's helping other businesses, particularly in this time where a lot of hospitality businesses are challenged and figuring out how they can pivot through it. And it's so great that you're doing that. If there's anyone listening who's in that space who needs that help, where should they go to find out more about it?
So On the Fly Vermont is the website for that. And we have a summer cohort that we just filled, but we will obviously be continuing to do the work. And we can also connect folks with resources, even if we're not going to be the one to do the help. So I think navigation is always a challenge in any turbulent time. I think pandemics count as a turbulent time, and navigating that is really challenging. And I think we honor that that's challenging, and we can try to help people, connect people with the right resources.
That's so great. That's so great. And so for everyone listening, check in the show notes. We'll have the URL there so you can learn more about On the Fly. And Tell us, what is latest and greatest with Adventure Dinner? Tell us, what should our audience be checking out and what are you most excited about right now with it?
Oh, I'm pretty pumped. We just launched a residency with Shelburne Vineyard and Iapetus Wine, where we're doing small private events. You can book. It's been a year where like we haven't had our celebrations and we haven't had our anniversaries or just haven't had a chance to gather with folks. And so we created this cool special adventure dinner for their property and using their products, and which we love. We did a dinner with them last year and just a riot. So we're doing this like residency with them for the next 3 weeks. And then after that, we launch our fall lineup. So we'll have a bunch of adventure dinners going through. I mean, we do this year round, but we'll launch the fall in the next couple weeks here, which is, I can't even believe we're in fall, right? Like, I feel like I didn't even celebrate 4th of July and it's mid-July now.
I know, right? And so what's the best way if someone is listening and they want to get into a dinner, whether it's now during this residency, I don't know, there may be no spots for that, but in the fall and all the dinners that are coming, how should they go and find out and book?
Yeah. So we always give our newsletter first dibs on everything that we do. So adventuredinner.com is the website where you can see what's up and what's happening. And for those time periods where maybe there isn't something that fits your schedule, sign up for the newsletter is a fabulous way to learn when new tickets drop and new cool things get launched. And if you just want some like really good images to make you plan your own summer, our Instagram, which is just also just Adventure Dinner, has pictures from all of our events. And it's a pretty great way to like burn some time if you like just to like fall down the rabbit hole of like beautiful places in Vermont. I highly recommend it.
I know you are a very good follow on Instagram. It's sometimes you can get caught up in that and feel pretty bad about your own dinners.
So. Absolutely not. You can do it at home. I advocate. Get like a group of friends together and separate it out. Have like one, like let's say you get everyone in pairs. One pair picks the location. One pair brings a couple dishes. One pair brings food. One pair brings florals. Like you can do it yourself too. Like it's, everyone should be having fun this year. I highly advocate for it.
I love that. That's a great idea too. So even good inspiration for your own home dinners. It's awesome. I'm really such a fan of everything you're creating. And thank you so much for coming on the show with us today, Sass.
Right back at you. Huge fan. Thank you so much for having me.
And to all of our listeners, thank you for being here each week. As you know, we have a new episode that comes out every Tuesday. So wherever you're listening, be sure to subscribe. Leave us comments. We'd love to hear from you guys. And until the next episode, happy learning. Hey everyone, John Toda here. I want to thank you for tuning into the show each week. We love our Learning Life community and are so grateful for your support. We'd appreciate it if you would take a minute to rate us and write a review for Learning Life wherever you're listening right now. Your ratings and comments help new people find the show so we can keep growing our community and bringing great interviews on the topics you care most about.